East El Paso Music School Soundstage 9 is set to take over the historic Plaza Theater this Sunday evening when they host their biggest event to date, The Future of Music. The young talented musicians from the school will take the stage for a two-hour show that should surely make the crowd clap their hands and sing along to their renditions of some of today's most popular songs. Here to tell us about the future of music is Roger Arjanis. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
Roger, before we started recording, we realized it's been 3 years.
Yeah, it's been 3 years since we started, since I've been here. Actually, I came in here for...
Right when you had opened the school.
Exactly. And we talked about the school and how everything was going to, or the plans for the school and what we wanted to do and accomplish. And it's been 3 years.
Seems like you're doing that.
It's going well. It's going good. we're still alive. You know, we're still going.
So tell us about the talent that you've fostered and you know, all the kids, because I do follow you guys on social media and it's so neat to see.
It's crazy. I mean, we've had the pleasure of working with a lot of kids over the last 3 years. And it's just been really cool to see how, you know, we still have kids that started with us 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. So it's been cool to see them, like, grow up and also grow as musicians, you know, and
yeah,
performers.
Course.
And we've had several showcases. We try to have, like, you know, every season, like every, like, winter, spring, et cetera, we try to have a showcase for them. So they've, you know, they're becoming pros at this, you know, like performing and stuff. So it's been really cool. And we're just trying to keep it going and to develop like a good, you know, just like a good community of musicians. So once it's time for them to take over the scene, you know.
And they'll be ready.
Yeah, they'll be ready for it. Yeah.
What are some of your youngest performers?
I would say four-year-olds.
Really?
Four-year-olds, yeah. And it's crazy because that's where you see like how to some kids it comes natural, I guess.
Yeah.
Some kids are just, you know, I've known kids that are just good at everything. So whether they're doing sports or music,
they can, like, just do
they're
it.
Just, yeah, they're just good, you know. But four-year-olds, and they're pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
What made you decide to take this to the next level? Because I know you have showcases, but mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to the Plaza.
Yeah, it's crazy. It just felt natural. And it's funny because, like, we'll have meetings, you know, like staff meetings. And I asked, you know, after Tricky Falls,
yeah,
we had a showcase at the Fountains, you know, last August, and we were really excited about it because we always wanted to perform there.
Yeah,
and it was like, okay, so what do we do next? And I asked people, I was like, what do you think would be the next venue? You know, the next venue for us to have the showcase at. And I had already thought the Plaza, you know, like in my head, I was like,
you're like,
the Plaza.
Somebody going to say this?
Yeah. And they said the Plaza, you know. I asked my wife too. I was like, you know, like thinking about it, what would be the next move for us? You know,
yeah.
If you think about it, like you see a pattern, I guess, you know.
Sure.
And she was like, the Plaza. And I was like, yes, that's it. You know.
Well, if you keep going that way, then you're going to the Haskins.
Right.
That's
what I'm like. I'm scared. You know, I'm scared about that. You know, I'm still like, okay, like I need a.
You got to get through this one first.
Yes. Let's get it over with. And then that's what my wife says, because like I'm always like, okay, once we get over this showcase, I'm going to relax, chill for a little bit. And then, you know. And then she's like, no, you're not. Like, next week you'll be, like, planning the next thing, you know?
Sure.
So we'll see.
So tell us about the performers that you have highlighted. I mean, you've got a two-hour program.
Yes.
It's all local talent.
It's all local talent. And it's you know, if you've ever been to a showcase, or if you follow us on social media, or if you're any, like, I guess, familiar with us. So we used to have the showcases where we would have individual, like, students go up and do their thing, you know.
Right.
But we feel like for the showcase we have to bring it.
Yeah.
So it was we started working with like groups of kids. So we started putting like little bands together. We started, you know, pretty much getting like, I guess, the kids that are most prepared for this caliber,
sure,
of venue and show. And I mean, we're trying to include everybody. We're trying to have everybody to have a place in the showcase because we are filming it.
Oh, cool.
So we wanna have as many of our kids as we can, you know, there.
Right.
But it's gonna be a lot different because it's gonna be more of like bands and like groups, you know, a lot of collaborations. So it should be really really entertaining because it's like the popular songs that you hear,
yeah,
mixed with like their own little style. So should be really cool, you know.
Did they all create band names and
they don't have band names. No, I that's like probably the next thing, because this is new to them, you know. They're still kind of like, okay, so we're a band, you know, like unofficially, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, pretty much you put them together, right? Yeah. You said, okay, this group should play together, this group should play together.
Exactly. And a lot of it was basically like the instructors are the ones that kind of lead the way with that, because they're the ones who deal with the students. They know who does what and who is like strong at this and, you know, soloing or whatever, you know. So they put them together, and it's been really cool. Everybody's really pumped about it. So
what about like song selection, I should say? Mm-hmm. Do the students pick it, or does the instructor say, hey, this is I feel like you guys would play the song very well?
I think they meet in the middle. For the most part, it's a lot of what the kids want to do, because they're into a lot of them are like into Imagine Dragons and 21 Pilots and things like that. But then the instructor also suggests like different songs, you know, what they think they can actually play. Yeah. So they kind of meet in the middle, you know. So I think it's like a mix of like they both give their opinions.
Now, you spend a lot of time teaching people how to play music, but what have you learned from your students?
I've learned a lot, man. I've learned that everybody's different. That everybody has like everybody will shine when the time is right. You know, it's like not everybody like you kind of got to stay in your lane and just learn to focus on your own craft and just not worry about what everybody else is doing. You know, just gotta stay in your lane and focus on what you're doing. And I think that I've applied that to like life for me. You know what I mean? I just got to focus on my thing and like what we're doing with Soundstage and things happen, you know, when the time is right, you know.
It's true. It's true. I mean, you just put your effort into it. And the other thing is that it's not luck, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hard work that gets you to those quote unquote lucky spaces. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't just fall from the sky. You're doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. I'm always like thinking of quotes or just posting quotes or, you know, things like that. I like inspirational stuff, so I like to share that with like just on my social media or just with people. But they say like that the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Exactly.
You know? And I think that's true. I mean, it's just you prepare yourself for when those opportunities come, you're ready for them, you know, because sometimes like they can come knocking and you're not ready, you know.
Right.
And then there's nothing you can do about that, you know.
But keep on getting ready.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have a big show tomorrow. You got to tell people how to get there.
We are going to be at the Plaza Theater downtown El Paso next to the San Jacinto Plaza. It's beautiful. You know, you're going to see a lot of lights out there. And then you guys should come out. There's the skating rink, the Winterfest.
Yeah, you can make a whole thing out of
it. Yeah. Like, come out, hang out, watch the show, go skate afterward. I love skating, you know, ice skating. hang out, you know, downtown's beautiful right now. This time of year looks really nice. I mean, it's just getting better and better, you know. Oh, it's going to be at 125 West Mills Avenue, El Paso, Texas, Plaza Theater. Can't miss it.
Go down, be at the show. Now, if somebody's listening and they have a kid, well, number one, does it have to be a kid to take classes with you guys?
No, we teach everybody. As long as you want to learn, we'll teach you. For the most part, we start at 4 years old all the way up to 100 plus. We've had students over 60 years old.
Really?
Yeah. It's really fun to see them, you know, into it, you know. So it doesn't matter. As long as you want to learn, we'll teach you.
And then how do they find Soundstage 9 if somebody's interested in
it? If you guys are interested in what we're doing, you can go to our website, soundstage9.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at soundstage9.com, and that's soundstage9.com and Soundstage 9 everywhere, all over social media.
And I know from experience that if you send a message on your Facebook Messenger, somebody will always get back.
Yes, we try to reply as soon as possible.
Yeah, cool.
We try to get back to everybody ASAP.
So, I mean, we're nearing the end of the year. What do you hope for 2018 for you and for
We
your
are
school?
Setting everything up for a big year, hopefully, you know?
Yeah.
We're really excited because we have Topgolf as our main sponsor.
Nice.
So it's really cool because, like, I love Topgolf, you know? So we're really grateful for them and, like, everybody else. You know, it's a lot of local businesses, you know, and we want to build that relationship with them.
Sure.
So we're hoping that we can just continue to grow as a like a community. We see Soundstage 9 as a little community, like of our own little community.
Of course.
And we just want to throw more people in that community, you know. Now it's like these sponsors and just kind of grow and grow as a whole. Like with El Paso, there's a movement in El Paso, I think, and I think we just want to continue to be a part of it and help as much as possible.
Well, thank you so much for leading the future of music. Today, my guest has been Roger Argenis. He's coming to us from East El Paso Music School, Soundstage 9. But more importantly, they have their big showcase tomorrow at the Plaza Theater called The Future of Music. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.